the Church of the Protection of Mary, the Wolvetz. The Filial Orthodox Church of Our Lady of Protection is located in one of the oldest of Lemko villages, the Wolvetz. Heading inside, in the vestibule, you'll see a votive beam with an inscription. The language is Church Slavonic, and it tells us the date the church was built, 1766. Mind you, there's plenty to indicate that it's even older. It was built in the Western Wemko style, and it features mansard-type pyramid-shaped roofs. The mansard-type roofs are staggered, meaning that at a certain point, the roof finishes and a wall appears. Below that, the sloping surface of roofing begins again. The volume is divided into three sections, the chancel, the nave, and the vestibule, with the tower rising above it. Each section has its own roof, crowned with an onion dome. The tower was built using a post and beam structure. The chancel, which is the section of the church for the clergy and liturgical service, ends in a simple wall. The porch features a flat, beamed ceiling. In the nave and porch, fragments of 19th century decorative and figurative polychromes have survived. The painting includes depictions of the figures of saints alongside decorative patterns. These days, the church is home to a full late 18th century iconostasis. An iconostasis traditionally separates the chancel and altar from the nave of the church, which is where the congregation gathers. It's a kind of solid screen that holds rows of icons. The church has experienced various vicissitudes. Almost the entire village switched to the Orthodox rite during a schism that occurred in 1927. The inhabitants then had to build a new place of worship, and the Church of the Protection of Mary descended into ruins. In 1947, the communist authorities launched what's known as Operation Vistula, the forced resettlement of the Lemkos and other ethnic minorities from the southeast to the newly regained territories in the west of Poland. When that happened, the Orthodox Church in Wołowiec was dismantled to be sold as building material, but it was in such a dire state that no willing buyers were found, and so it survived. In fact, it even began to serve as a sheepfold. In 1956, 3 years after Stalin's death, the hardline Stalinist regime in Poland underwent a something of a thaw. In 1958, a handful of families returned to Wołowiec and began endeavoring to rebuild the church and protect it from further ravages. But it wasn't until 1990 that the first general renovation work began, and after that, the church had to wait almost 10 years for the next, which began in 2008 and ended in 2020.